Well, for businesses, in particular for the goods businesses, but also for basically for all businesses, it is a period of uncertainty. I mean, we always have prepared for a no deal since months already, because that was always on the table. But companies hope that will not happen, of course. So we always had the theme of hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Are they actually making any real changes at this point? Are any, as you say, businesses always have contingency plans, but is anything actually being put in place right now?
Oh yes, there is quite a lot for goods. In particular, the harbour of Rotterdam is doing quite a lot in developing methods of and procedures of that that companies or that goods do not have to wait at customs, but can a lot of preparation can be done with forms and that sort of thing. So yes, there is quite a lot being done on the Dutch side. We always have a little bit of problem on the British side, because we feel that the British government, because they really didn't want for a long time to accept there could be a no deal, didn't prepare enough, we think. So on the British side, it's a sort of little black box, and that's a risk for companies.
So can you give me a little more detail there? So you mean that the lack of preparation is making things difficult on your side? What does that actually look like?
Well, the point is, if you have physical borders, you want to minimize, as an example, and so you want. So I will come in more examples. But one example is physical border. If you have a physical border, you want to avoid as much as possible the delays which will occur when a truck is coming at the border. So you want to prepare as much paperwork as much as possible before. So as an example, the Harbour of Rotterdam is working very hard on that to get those procedures in place with the customs. But at the other hand, you need to go into the UK, and that should be ready, should be also ready. So that should be a combination of the two. So that's one area where steps are being made, but where we also have urged the UK government take the necessary measures.
And what is the reality in terms of, you know, how will it actually affect businesses if these changes aren't made? I mean, are we talking things just being a little more difficult on borders, or businesses actually turning away from the UK altogether?
Well, of course, a number of businesses are dependent of the UK, because if you have a business which is a big part of your business is in the UK, it's not easy to turn away. Other companies do, yes, because for a number of companies, they've tried to find more easy ways to do business, which of course is within the EU, so they're focusing more on other countries.
When we spoke a little earlier on this year, I spoke to yourself, but also other groups working with between EU countries and the UK, there was a sense that the ultimate outcome of Brexit would be a very soft, something that looked very similar to the kind of trading relationship we have now with EU countries. Is that still the sense?
Well, the sense is a sense of confusion. When you look to it in reality, from an economic point of view, a soft Brexit, or a Brexit where Britain stays as close as the European Union as possible, is a logical outcome from an economic point of view, from a business point of view, because there is so much trade and investment between both blocks, let's say it like that, that you expect that outcome. When people are coming to senses, I would say, in the UK. But if they don't, because it is not only an economic issue, it's also a political and issue, and then you create, as happens now, quite a lot of confusion, and that's okay. I mean, nobody in Holland and is not respecting what Great Britain wants to do. I mean, there's nobody who says you should do this or you should do that. We all feel very much it's in the hands of the British people and the British government and the British politics. But the outcome of what is happening today is not good for companies and for businesses. And we all are all aware of that, of course.
Finally, then, Anton, I mean, turning this on its head, if this was a decision that was in the hands of the government of the Netherlands, if the Dutch government was the one in this situation, how would you, your members, be speaking to them? What advice would you be giving them?
Well, we would give them the advice to stay as closely as possible to what is there today, because the European Union is a trade bloc. I mean, it's the most advanced set of trade agreements which are being made in the world. So we would say stay as close as possible to those trade agreements, because otherwise you will damage your economy, and you will damage the businesses who are the foundation of the economy.